All right, we are plugged in and ready to rumble. It's Saturday, the 18th of April, 2020. Strange times, indeed. And we just keep moving forward, keep breaking down this whole system that is absolutely being built around us every second of the day. We need to keep plugging in with people, and we need to keep talking. We need to keep the conversation rolling, and we need to keep connecting with every single person that we can. We are in critical times right now. So important. So everything's up on my website, crazfiles.com. And plenty going up, and you know, every day I'm putting lots of great articles and videos and links and podcasts up there, so check it out. And you can always contact me directly through the website as well. Thank you so much to the members for helping me to continue here and keeping that big website up and running, and doing a bit more work on it and everything like that. So keep plugging in. Thank you so much for your support. For folks out there who like the content and like the shows, you can log into my website and become a member for $5 Australian a month, and get some access to all the great podcasts that I've done, and there's a lot, and great extra great content as well. And the website, everything's interconnected there now, which is great. So social media and YouTube and all of that. So we are moving forward. Jason Woodforth, you are on again, plugging in with me from beautiful Queensland to continue to break down the COVID-19 situation. Probably people are thinking, I can't hear this anymore, I've had enough, you know. But it's happening, man. It's happening all around us. I've just been out this morning to the groceries, to the fresh food groceries, you know, and getting that quickly. And everyone's out and about. But yeah, it's happening. I can see it still all around me. And I told you this morning, just on message before the podcast, the helicopters were going, man, this morning, yeah. Pretty early, going around and around, you know. And then they send these search people up. And I saw on the news last night, I saw the cops on motorbikes on beaches, and they're really sweeping everywhere, trying to keep people inside. So it's continuing whether we watch it or believe in it or not, and we have to break it down. You've sent me some great info this morning that I was going through. Yep. And we'll talk about that a bit. But I guess the best thing we can do is just continue from the last show. And we're going to focus a bit today on technology, invasive technology that we're seeing. And also basically the old Big Brother coming through. And this is not good, man. This is not good what I'm seeing. You know, I can't put a good spin on this. I can't. And I don't want to be negative, but you know, from what I'm seeing all around the world and here, this is not looking too good for me at all. So we'll continue there. What are you seeing on the ground now? What do you want to start with?
You know, so many things to start with, Adam. I think if we start with the Big Brother clampdown of what Morrison has said, and keep in mind what Morrison does and all the leaders are doing is they're dropping little hints of what might happen. Maybe, boom, happens. So now where he dropped the bombs of 14 days, we might, bang, happened. Turned it into 30 days by dropping a few little hints that, you know, we might have to go there. Started dropping the six-month bomb quite a while back. And then, bang, where are we? We're talking 6 months. It is 6 months. End of September is when the majority of the lockdowns will finish, or shutdowns. Is when and he didn't speak of that at first. Now what he's dropping is that this tracking app for Australia will be, it's not mandatory, because he didn't use that word to begin with. He said, you know, we just need for 40% of people to uptake this. But now he's changed the narrative that if we don't get it to 40%, it will become mandatory. It may. So he's used the words may become mandatory. So he starts putting that into our psyche. So people listen to what they're putting into our psyche and run the other way, because there's an agenda here. There's a plan. This is a plandemic, and there's so many people calling it either a plandemic or a scamdemic, and that includes professors, scientists, doctors, nurses, health professionals in general are calling this everything but COVID-19.
Yeah, I know. That's right. It's really intensified, hasn't it? From what I'm seeing. And I sent you a documentary yesterday, and I put that up. It's an American one. It's a lady I follow on YouTube, and that's the latest one up on my website. And she's really going off footage that is being sent to her around the world and from Australia. Mm. And, you know, this there's people finally starting to, especially in the US and that, I mean, this is draconian, man. There's people all around the world saying that this doesn't seem to have anything to do with some kind of viral outbreak now. It seems to be more about locking humans down.
Yep.
And stealing our rights and yep. and all of this. And if you watch that, I mean, it's absolutely crazy what's going on in the world right now. And I think people are finally waking up to this. I don't know what's going to happen in Australia because, Jason, it's almost like sitting in your lounge room watching TV while someone's robbing your house. And you're like, oh, I'll just let them go for another 5 minutes and they'll leave. And they just keep robbing and robbing you and taking all your possessions and everything that's personal to you. How long are you going to just let them rob your house before you stand up and defend yourself? And that's what seems to be happening in Australia. But I hope that the people are waking up here to see that this isn't about a coronavirus anymore, that this is about putting a boot on top of our heads. And people are losing a lot of rights, and I don't like where this is going at all. So what are you seeing with all of that? We'll get into the Tucker interview a little bit. I just watched that before because he asked some good questions. But what are you seeing? Because your political background in Australia, there's a very quick taking away of our rights, isn't there? And health freedoms and everything coming in very fast. And we'll mention the app as well.
Yeah. And Adam, how quickly we let those rights go without a fight. That's the scary thing. So in America, they're already, you know, big protests happening, Brazil, big protests happening on the streets en masse, right? Where's the en masse one here in Australia? We are literally just letting them, like you said, rob our house and just keep robbing. Another 5 minutes of robbing? No, that's cool. Another five? Oh, no, that's cool. Oh, you want another week? Oh, yeah, no, I'll just sit here and watch TV. I mean, people wake up. I mean, we are in critical times, and you may not think it, but it's a saying, but before you know it, we're going to get to a point where you go, how did we get here? Well, it's happening right now. How are we going to get there? By us doing nothing. And we've just got to either wake up more people or the number of people who are now awake, we've got to do something. Okay. You know, they're going to try something. You know, I watched a video just this morning on DUMS. And if people don't know what DUMS are, they're deep underground military bases. You know, one of those bases contains anti-gravity, or should I say anti-density, because I don't believe in gravity, is anti-gravity vehicles. Now, in that picture was what looked like UFOs. And remember what Reagan said way back in 81, maybe what we need is some sort of alien invasion to bring the world together. You know, they drop all these hints years and decades in beforehand. And then we're just going to accept I said we're going to get alien invasion eventually, and there it is, bang. Now, Fauci, I'm probably going to crisscross a bit here, Adam, but just so much to speak about. Dr. Fauci in 2017 on video, I just watched it yesterday when for the first time I saw it, said that in this administration, they're going to have a surprise outbreak. What? How would you know that? And, you know, Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Premier, said a pandemic is inevitable. Mate, how would you know that? So, again, it's all this predictive programming. People listen to what they're saying and how they're saying it, the sentence structure. Really pay attention to what they're saying because that's what the card they're next going to play.
Yeah, they're predicting. They're predicting all this, you know, and it's amazing. Someone sent me an article on my messenger before about how they're padding the numbers, and this is from the US. Michigan begins dumping extra presumed cases into their coronavirus death basket, like New York is doing it. So you're getting reporters, mainstream reporters, they're too weak and spineless to even mention this here in this country. I mean, looking at the mainstream media in Australia, I think it's one of the most pathetic on earth, because I've traveled, I've been in other parts, other countries, and I've watched it, and you know, no one really likes the media, but you do see overseas, and you do see in the US with bigger populations, I guess, you do see this more of a real media presence, but in here it's just it's pathetic. But you have these questions being asked now, where they're tallying up these daily death rates, and they're telling the coroners, just to go ahead and make it coronavirus. We're hearing that. We heard about in nursing homes how they're trying to get families to sign these do not resuscitate sort of sheets and all of this. They're doing everything they can to tally up these numbers, and so it's all smoke and mirrors now. And as you said before, when we started, I'm getting that as well. They're just lying. The government, if that's what you want to call them in this country, have done nothing. And the health ministers, Greg Hunt, this sweaty guy, he's done nothing but lied. And they've fabricated all this, and they've cooked us in this warm bath until we're cooked. And they've slowly cooked us, and now they're saying they're going to let us out. But, they just keep lying and lying and lying all the time, which is incredible. They say, as you said, they're not going to do this, but then they do it a couple of weeks later. It's really amazing, but we are getting a lot of information out from different countries around about the so-called COVID-19 infection rates and deaths not being what the media are saying they are. So that's like, what?
And people do know your politicians, because being a former one, unless they're up the top of the tree, and a mate of mine who's a federal MP, I sent him a couple of things and he just came back to me with just rubbish, right? And just saying, just disagreeing with everything I sent him through. So know the people down the bottom of the politician salaries on those 200 grand packets, not the $300,000 and $400,000 packets, they only know what the general public know. Okay, they're not getting the true data. They're being fed the story that the top executives feed them. Okay, so don't. It doesn't matter what you send to your local politician, it literally won't matter, because he's that bought and he's that indoctrinated like the majority are. So that's the scary part, is we don't have them on our side. I've got quite a few mates that are coppers. I've got many, and I know many, 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 and they've got no idea. They're as clueless about this as anybody. Unless they can think outside the square, outside the box, your local MP, your local army guy, your local police force, your local AMBOs, they know nothing more. But let me speak of the AMBOs and bring something up there. A girlfriend of mine on Tuesday this week, 5 days ago, she ran into a paramedic friend of hers. And when she was there, another paramedic of his mates came along. And they asked the question to each other. They said, mate, have you picked up any COVIDs? And he said, nah. And the other guy said, me neither. In actual fact, none of us have, right? And that leads me to the video I sent a couple of days ago. Actually, it was on one of my podcasts by Mini Fish, I think. Exalted Lamb. And Exalted Lamb put up this thing, war zones in hospitals. And it was a sarcastic comment, because what they showed was video after video after hospital after hospital of all these nurses, and sometimes up to 20 or 30 nurses, doing music videos, dance clips, because they've got nothing to do. People, the hospitals are empty. You can research that. There's a Facebook group, if it's still up, called Film Your Hospital, because people are questioning it. They've filmed hospitals in Italy, in Brooklyn, where apparently it's the epicenter. So my big thing on that, Adam, is what are they setting us up for? What's next? Because if you go back to event 201 ran by Bill Gates October 18th last year, he said at the six-month mark, governments got complacent and thought they had it under control, and things exploded. Now, May represents approximately the six-month mark if you go by the fact the first case is meant to be November 17th. But note on the first case, originally it was December 12th. Then it became December 1st. Then it became November 1st, November 17th. So just like everything in this whole charade, this pandemic, everything keeps changing. Note that, people. Note all the things you're told that didn't make sense. Well, don't make sense, because they keep changing their mind, right? At event 201, six-month mark, they explode. Now, do they turn something on like 5G? Because 5G is not causing this, because keep this in mind, the 5G is, I agree that 5G is going to do us harm. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes. But the deaths that they're just basically, you know, you've had a heart attack, oh, COVID. So we can't say it's 5G. We don't know if they've actually trialed some 5G areas in particular, like the Princess Cruise Lines, which just put 5G in, and they got a measure of what 5G does there, and they could have been 5G. Don't know. But definitely be wary of what is coming with 5G. The other thing also is that if it's not 5G, in the song Pandemic from 2013, by of all names, by a Dr. Creep, right, at the 42nd mark, I think it was, it says avian influenza released into the jet stream is how it happens. Now, is that how the wave two comes? And let me get to wave two in a second regards to predictive programming. Then at the minute and 7 mark in that song, it goes 2020 combined with coronavirus body stacking. Now, what's the chances 7 years ago that he managed to nail not only the year, but also the disease? Now, let me go back to the second wave. What have they been dropping into the news now for at least the last week? Beware the second wave, the second wave, the second wave. So that sets us up for when we all go back to work possibly, or we open things up, they do something where they release something in the jet streams, or they put on hold at the 5G, and this second wave does come, and those empty beds at hospitals are required. I'm just throwing it out there. Thoughts?
Yeah. So you're sort of talking here about that this is a huge preparation drill. And then, of course, the hospitals mostly are empty, but there is something going on behind this, and I am seeing that as well, yeah, and we've talked a lot about it. It does seem like a drill, absolutely, yep. And we would have to ask, well, if it's a drill, what are they preparing for? Because they always do drills before big, you know, mass events or... Or things,
yep.
You know, like kind of shootings or things like that. But this is the biggest. I mean, this is huge. And it does seem like that. I would have to agree. What they're preparing for, I don't actually quite know. As you said, yeah, 5G is something we have to be very worried about because, you know, it hasn't been fully rolled out yet. The towers are going in, but then, you know, all the other small little towers and the satellites are going in, and all little smaller towers all around the neighborhoods and everything. That's all got to be installed, but that doesn't fully add up as well. So, you know, it's a deep concern as to what could be going on here. I am looking at an incredible shift in technology as well. Which kind of would think to me that, you know, this is a monitoring sort of thing, you know, so all this is coming into play. And I did put up a whole bunch of articles on that, and some of these big tech site websites are almost promoting how great this is. How this new technology is being rolled out now on the back of the pandemic. So, you know, they're using these infrared thermometers. There's a picture here of a Chinese guy with this new thermometer that the dude's just pointing at his head. It looks like a gun too, and the guy's just submitting, you know. You know, so we've got all of that. We've got this whole system that looks like it's going to continue after they lift the restrictions, because as you said, now they've turned around. I'm hearing it on the radio and I'm hearing it in the US. I'm hearing them here and all around, sort of. Now they're saying that you know, even if we do lift out of these restrictions, then all these new measures that we've brought in are still going to be there, and the social distancing is going to continue long after. That's what some of them are saying. We come out of this. So on the back of this plandemic, as you called it, we have this incredible futuristic kind of science fiction movie technology. And most of it, from what I can see, is powered by artificial intelligence. And this is, of course, to help find people who have the coronavirus or have symptoms. So we have, they're talking about drones and all of this with cameras, facial recognitions, drones that can take your temperature. All this stuff that they're using in China. So, you know, are you seeing this as part of this, a high-tech rollout as well?
Oh, look, 100%. And let's go back to 201 when the towers were struck by what people think were planes, but in actual fact, the level of technology they've got, there was no planes that hit the building. And if you watch very slowly in some of those, and they're still up there online that you can find them, where the plane, I think it was the first plane in particular, or was it the second? I think it was the second. It just disappeared into the building, right? And then you see the nose cone come out the other side. Okay, people, the level of technology they got is 50 years in advance of what we think. All right, so do be very aware that when this alien invasion comes, and that's meant to be one of the things, it is just AI technology that they've had been sitting on and been practicing for years and years. It was probably ready 30 years ago. So we've got to be wary of the technology coming. If you sign up for this app here in Australia, just note that's their secret way or their clever way of basically becoming the police state like they've got in China, where they've got, what, 180 odd million cameras. So we're going to be signing up to a soft version of that. They'll get us used to that. Then they'll have all the cameras in. And before you know it, yeah, bang. And this social distancing, let me go back to the movie Contagion in 2010 or 11, I think that was. They had a flu outbreak of all things, right? And the black actor, I can't remember his name, he goes, well, the way we're going to have to sort of like do things, we're going to have to do hand washing and social distancing. So it's all in the movies, people. If you don't believe the movies are telling you up front, you're kidding yourself. 2011, the movie Tangled is about a princess who was isolated in her kingdom called Corona, of all things. 2011, and but note the 201 there, 201, 2010, and same with Contagion. And then if you look at 201 for 2011, in the Tom Hanks movie, Larry Crown, he was nicknamed Lance Corona. The TV series Containment, I think it was, finished on the 201st day of the year when it finished, I think, in 2016. The movie Inferno, released, I think that was in 2016, was released on Bill Gates's birthday. It was about a billionaire wanting to depopulate the earth with a deadly virus. People, it is all there in the numbers. They're just mocking us. And can I just give a shout out to Zachary Hubbard from Gematria Effect News? The man is all over the numbers. And I love how redundant he is. And he actually tells you all the time how redundant he is. But he goes over it and over it and over it. And it just sits in there. You get used to all those. I can rattle off a whole heap of other things. In particular, 56. There's a lot of number stuff around 56 with this. Kumo, one of the governors, I can't remember where, he's 56 years old from memory. He the other week said in 8 weeks, 56% of the state will be infected. Well, 8 weeks is also 56 days. And why use the number 56? Okay, watch the numbers in the news. There was a whole 20, I sent an article with 20 pictures of 33 being used in news stories, 33%, 33,000, 33 of 84,000. And then there's another series with 400, because if you go back to the book Eyes of Darkness, Wuhan 400, if you write out 400 as words in Wuhan in Gematria, that equals 201, hence why they called it Event 201. And excuse me, with all the other 201s in there. So this has been pre-planned a long, long time ago. Again, think of the 2013 song. There's the 201 in that of Pandemic. Look it up, people. It's there online. Another one, Adam, we'll talk about maybe a bit later, is Cell Therapy. If you go through Cell Therapy by the Goody Boys or something from 1995, just really isolate each line and think about it. Think about what's going on now and what each line says. And it's scary the whole way through that whole entire lyrics of Cell Therapy. But, man, we are – there's so – Adam, there is just so much going on. There's so many agendas. If you don't believe it, check out the film Out of the Shadows. It's doing the rounds at the moment because people have found it and getting out there, Out of the Shadows. Also, let me go back to Zachary Hubbard, Gematria Effect News. look at his clip, the podcast the other day, for about 2 or 3 days ago, and it's a Tigers. Only goes for 7 minutes, but he's linked up all of a sudden last week. There was a whole series of stories on Tigers. Tiger Wood, the tiger got the coronavirus at the zoo. Pink's little girl got it at 3 years of age. I thought the kids couldn't get it, and she also got it at three, which is interesting. That's another number. And she was wearing a tiger on her jacket. And then he brought up in that small clip quite a few other tiger-related. Oh, 2022 is the year of the tiger. He's throwing the assumption, or you know, having a guess out there, that either May 2021 or May 2022, something gigantic will happen. And it could be the result that what this all is leading towards is it the year of the tiger, and that's when it's really going to go down. Don't know. We are all guessing, but we got to keep guessing and sharing to try and put it all together.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, and also with QAnon. Now, look, I used to be a Q believer unlikely, and lately every one I listen to, Richie from Boston, Manny Fish, A Call for an Uprising, Dana Ashley, Gematria Effects, James Munda, they're all, the last week or two, have reminded me how they believe Q is a psyop, and that, and look, here's the point. If it is a psyop, and what Q and Trump are doing is just being controlled opposition, we are screwed. Because that means no one's coming to our rescue. And if we want to rescue ourselves, we're going to have to stand up and do it ourselves.
This would be a sick psyop because, you know, we're hearing, of course, about – explain a little bit for folks who don't know about QAnon, Jason, because it's something that's popped up all the time. And we're hearing about the rescue of all these children from under these bases and everything, that they're bringing them up. And it is in the – I will say in regards to that, that you do hear some interesting wording from Trump when you listen to his speeches and what he says, and about this storm coming. And we're all – you know, he keeps saying that there's going to be this hard time and this storm, but at the end of it, we're all going to come through and there's this positive sort of light. But, you know, my intuition just saying, I don't know, I don't buy this. But explain a little bit what this movement is for folks out there who have not followed it.
Okay, I do suggest to follow it just to understand it. Whether you want to believe it or not, you know, totally your choice. Where am I with it at the moment? I'm just not too sure. I'm torn. Okay. So QAnon started in 2017. I listened to the thing from Alex Jones the other day, who said that after the 3 days, because he met the person who started QAnon or Q, and he said after 3 days it got taken over by within the White House, and now it's just a psyop to lead us astray. Now, if it is, one of their taglines is "Where we go one, we go all." So, what's that? WWGWO, where we go all, WG1, whatever it is. Now, interestingly enough, that same lettering and numbering was on JFK Jr.'s plane before he crashed. Okay, and there's a lot of talk about saying, "Well, they've got no body, so is JFK really dead? And is he coming back to finish off the work of his father?" Now, also, sorry, I digress a little bit. But look at two of the speeches that JFK Sr. said. He said about secret societies, and he's going that aren't here for our good. And you know, that's one of the reasons why he got chopped. Okay, so do some research on Q. Now, Donald Trump has dropped a lot of things that make sense for what Q's doing, and these children and everything else that he's trying to do, and it's a big job and just so many things. But then I think about the hospitals, Adam, and I think, well, if the hospitals are still empty and we're hearing about tens of thousands of children coming up from the tunnels, well, then wouldn't those nurses that were all busy doing dance music clips be really busy doing the real job? So I'm starting to question whether or not anyone has come up from the tunnels because the hospitals are empty.
Yeah, you would only in that regard, you would only think that they've treated them and they were celebrating because of it.
It's just weird. Nothing. We can't make sense of it. We just can't put our finger on everything that's really happening because of all the lies and all the cryptic messages.
Well, if this QAnon thing was real, then why the I'd understand the lockdowns and stay at home and everything, but why the invasive technology input and the attack on human rights and health freedoms and everything that we're seeing, the draconian measures being brought through just here alone through our parliament, what they're rushing through, the way they're treating people, the way they're talking, everything. Why would that be happening then?
Exactly. And you know, there is a passage in the Bible that someone put up on Facebook, and I didn't screenshot at the time, and I can't find it. But it actually said, just along the lines of, my people, I need you in your homes safely for a couple of weeks. Something like that. So whatever's going on, it's a case of this was done biblically because there's a spiritual war out there, whether you like to think it or not. And again, your choice. Is that, that passage was really interesting to say, no, look, just stay inside for a couple of weeks or whatever. It was, I think it was only a couple of weeks in the Bible, because something needs to happen and that's where you'll be safest. But in saying that, it's not a massive lockdown. It's the most half-assed bait lockdown you've ever seen. So we're not all being, you know, put into the hands of safety under the cover of our roofs. So again, I just don't know what to believe, Adam. This is, but believe something is going on. This is, you know, they have got, and maybe we segue to the Tucker Carlson interview shortly, but, you know, they've got no right or authority. And you don't, Adam, you don't and I don't have authority over each other. And we don't have authority over any other human being. And they've taken away rights, which are human rights. And at least 20-30% of people are totally okay with that. It's probably even closer to 50. But on a poll I was on last week, I really believe a good 50 are like, no, screw you. People, whether you agree with the lockdowns or not, you don't have the authority and neither does the government. The government aren't there to govern us. They're just there to look after things in general. They don't have the authority. Get it out of your head if you think they do.
Yeah, yeah. And again, going through lots of papers and just reading about the technology side of things, what China have done. I mean, here they are with this terrible pandemic, right? And they build these hospitals and then take them down in a few weeks and now they're all out of it. It just doesn't make sense how a virus would, if this is a virus, it doesn't discriminate. It goes through like a wildfire, you know? Yep. It's been really selective there. And then on the back of it, we have all this new software and stuff coming in, and they're talking in some of these articles about very heavy-handed, new, powerful facial recognition software coming into play on the back of this that could become the normal sort of thing. And they're talking about companies like Panasonic, who they're kind of competing now to get this through, and they've got new facial recognition systems which they call Face Pro, and it's in the US, and this system they claim can identify people even wearing masks. So which is incredible. And what they're saying as well, which is very interesting, is that these facial recognition sellers are also on the back of the coronavirus going with the idea that touch-free biometric systems are safer than, say, using keys to enter with your fingerprint or whatever. So here we go with this kind of technology that's wireless that you don't even touch, this whole biometric facial scanning of human beings because of our fingerprints on surfaces and stuff like that. So that's something that they're bringing in here as well, like we're touching the money and everything, so they take that, they can take that away. So this is sort of a system that I'm looking at here where, you know, you could go into hospitals, where you go into airports, you know, that this could be part of our future where, you know, you just get scanned and you don't touch anything and the system knows exactly all about you, you know, what vaccines you've had, everything, you know, your medical records, all of this stuff. And to think that these drones are doing the same kind of thing. And one of the movies as well was another movie I would get people to check out, and I know a lot of people have seen it, was Minority Report with Tom Cruise, because that was all about pre-crime and predicting pre-crime, wasn't it? And you can see in that movie, Jason, where they go in this hotel to get people, and they take these drones out like marbles and they throw them under the doors, you know, and the drones go through the rooms and sweep and everything. You know, you can see in these kinds of dystopian movies.
What was the name of the movie again? Minology.
Minority Report.
Minority
Report. With Tom Cruise.
Haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's a fair few years old, but you can watch that. It's pretty mind-blowing. It's on, you know, it's on Thought Crime, and you know, where they can predict, they have these teams that can predict people who are going to commit a crime based on their, you know, how they act and everything, because everything's so monitored and everything. But interesting technology being used in that movie, like driverless cars. And, you know, you can see a scene in that movie where he's walking along and there's these interactive kind of displays, AI displays in the shop windows that recognize you. And know your size, what kind of clothes, what sort of size clothes you wear. And they kind of, in the movie, you see like how, you know, chips, you know, if you buy a pack of cereal or something, there's like all this interaction going on there, and how these chips become just disposable and such easy technology for them to use, you know, how this whole system around us, as we said on the last show, it becomes us. We become it. IT, and we become this whole system as we just get merged with us. And, you know, that's what I can see here, a trimming down, a control of human beings absolutely taking place, and the technology being brought in on the back of this, which is, you know, I mean, I've always said, if people, I feel like, you know, the devil, or, you know, Satan and all this, you know, it's been so mixed up in movies and everything to frighten everybody. But, you know, I think that this thing could be the ghost in the machine, Jason, in a way. Like, technology is its way to control us, because it's synthetic, it's artificial, it's not feet on the ground, you know, blood, flesh and tears human. It's not the natural world. It's like, no. We talked about this, the frequencies that we're supposed to be receiving just standing on the grass on the earth, like the Aboriginals in this country, Dreamtime, they always talked about that, this energy that goes through us into our feet, through the minerals in the ground, back up through the trees, everything. We're sharing this energy, and with all this wireless stuff and 5G that's around like a spider's web, it's stopping us, and you know, they're trying to interfere with the sunlight that we get, with our bodies producing vitamin D, all of this. So, you know, they're going to make us sicker as well as we get kind of transferred into this, what I believe is a transhuman state. I think you would agree on that as well. I think that's where they're going, into transhumanism here, and I think they've made an incredible leap forward with the coronavirus, because you can think of how many years it would take them to bring in all this facial recognition into airports and schools and hospitals, where bloody drones are taking your temperature and you're being watched everywhere and you're getting scanned, and you've got to have, you know, mandatory government apps on your phone so they can track you everywhere. This would take them bloody decades, because people spook, you know, the general public would just be too spooked. Here they've done it in a matter of a month. You know, and with more to come on the back of this psychological warfare, which is what it is. That's incredible, isn't it? They've just done it to protect us, and we're going to wake up out of this, and we're going to be surrounded by this stuff, you know?
Yep.
Our lives are going to be different forever, man.
And for those out there that decide, oh, well, no, that's okay. I don't mind the government knowing where I am. No. You're losing freedoms that you just don't get it. Now, just think about this. We got from zero number of people, let's say a billion back in the early 1900s or late 1800s, to 7.5 billion today. We got there with the most basics. We got there with pandemics or epidemics, whatever you want to call them. You know, you had, was it the Spanish flu, swine flu, Zika, Ebola, SARS, London flu, you name it, right? And we got here today with this. So we don't need all that stuff. So don't think this is a good thing. Now, something I want people to think about. I wrote down a couple of notes here. So they're controlling us by fear. Now, again, look at the wording they use, and especially the word deadly. Now, I watched a podcast the other day, and this person was talking about all this sort of stuff, which I've said to people before. Listen to the wording. I mean, if you want this thing to go away, just shut off the box for 2 weeks. It'll go away by itself. It'd also be less heightened if they didn't use words such as deadly every single time. This is called the deadly coronavirus. Deadly, deadly, deadly. It's not deadly. It's not even close to deadly. And the only people that are dying are over 80 years of age. And then, as we know, the figures are being fudged. Oh, you died of a heart attack. They have COVID as well. I'll put down COVID. You know, so this is not deadly, but they use that word, or a huge surge overnight in cases. Just look at all the wording they're using that they haven't used before with swine, with Zika, with just anything. Now, also, think of these psyops they do, and they create this panic. Now, the toilet paper thing was a psyop to create panic. I want people to think, how do five countries, now depending where you're listening to this to, this didn't happen just in Australia. There were five countries that ran out of toilet paper on the same day. How does that happen? Now just think about it. Just think, really? Five countries? And no one knows anyone that stocked up for us to run out, but everyone knows someone who got caught short and didn't have any supply. And when they went, after hearing in the media, went to the grocery stores, it was already out. So this was a massive operation planned in five countries, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, UK, and USA, which also happened to be the Five Eyes countries. If you're not sure or not aware of Five Eyes, Google search that, Five E-Y-E-S, Five Eyes countries, right? We're a part of those Five Eyes. Now, with that also, in 2013, that pandemic song, in one of the parts of the clips, guess what there is in the background? Toilet rolls. So now we've got toilet rolls in the same song lyrics as we've got 2020 coronavirus bodies stacking. People, this is a plandemic. This has been decades in the making. The Eyes of Darkness book, Eyes of Darkness was 1981. They released a bioweapon where? In Wuhan, China. What are the chances? What are the odds? And it equals 201, event 201. You've got all the other 201s. And I just forgot another thing I wanted to say on that. Oh, now this also links back to Kobe Bryant, believe it or not. So Kobe Bryant has a gematria of 56, by the way. So there's another 56. He was in a cartoon back in 2017 and obviously just did the voiceover. But in that cartoon, which is I think only 2 or 3 minutes long, he dies in a helicopter crash. What are the chances? What are the odds? And let's go back to 2011 or 12 when a rapper or someone in the industry tweeted, Kobe will die in a helicopter crash. I'm not into coincidences. That for me, if I'm an investigative journalist or a copper on the trail or something, that starts adding up, right? Now, the cartoon he was in was called End of Days. EOD. You've also got the book from 1981 was also EOD. Now, when he died in that copper crash, I'm just throwing it out there. Was that the start of the end of the days? Because everything's really ramped up since then. And also the first, just another couple of notables on the gematria. The first US case was on the 21st of the first, 121 in Seattle. They end up making in America the TV channel, if you want to check up what's going on, channel 121 was the go-to channel. People, I tell you what, this is just one big plandemic. It's been going on for decades in the making.
Mm. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it's all there. And we talked about that, didn't we? How they have this sick need to want to let the people know what they're going to do to them.
Yeah.
And that's we talked about that, didn't we, on Messenger. It's their way to get us to consent, but we don't realize we're consenting. But they're telling us through all this content what's coming and what they're going to do. And if we don't rise up or say anything, then they just continue, and that means they've got our consent.
Yes.
to do it. And it's an amazing, and I'm seeing all this gradual. This kind of, what's the word? It's incremental, loss of freedoms and attack on our civil liberties and health freedoms in this country. Not just looking at vaccines and mandatory vaccine laws coming into effect or anything like that, but, you know, I think the Scott Morrison's Scott Morrison's app to trace Australians is a game changer as well. And, you know, I think that this is another one where this is more like in your face. They're showing you. And the headline on the articles, they're saying that the coronavirus phone app could become mandatory now, which we talked about earlier, if not enough Australians volunteer, right? So they're saying mobile phone tracking software could be compulsory if not enough of us comply with what they're telling you and we don't download it. And so Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister of Australia, is saying at least 40% of the population needs to use this app to make it effective. So what choice are they giving you here? They're telling you that, oh, it's not mandatory, but 40% of you need to download this app, and if you don't, we're going to make it mandatory. And so this is an invasive invasion on privacy. I don't know what you think. If people have their phones and they download this app that's going to track everything that they do, this is a real game changer, and they do this willingly and they don't have a problem and they do get their 40% even, that's a sad state of affairs in this country. I think that everybody should go and tell them to stick their apps where the sun don't shine, and I think that we should have mass non-compliance and do not download this thing onto your phone, and if they make us, then I'll just smash my phone or I'll just take the card out and I'll cancel it. I don't care because I'm not getting this thing on my phone. I don't care if they're doing it in Singapore, and I don't care what name they have for it, but I'm not doing this. And I think these kinds of little things that are coming through, you know, these are game changers. And if they get this through and 40% or more do it, then, you know, it'll be other things next. And then they'll be coming to people's doors, or they'll be getting you to get these new vaccines, or they'll be making it compulsory. And then we're going to fall into line there. We're basically, you know, in the belly of the beast without even fighting. We've just ended up in the stomach of the beast, and we didn't even know how we got there. And as I said on one of the last shows, Jason, it's really like, again, just someone sitting there watching TV, being entertained at home, and all this crew come in and just take their house away from around them, and they build a prison there. And the person's just watching TV, and then they turn the TV show off later on, and they realize, I'm in a cell. How did I get here? And that's what we were saying. It's just like a magic trick that they're doing. Just pulling that rug from underneath your feet, you know, and you don't know how you got there. And the more of this invasive spying and Big Brother technology that we put up with on the back of this virus, this supposed virus, this fake demic, because that's what it is, then, you know, what hope do we have? What hope do we have? And we are seeing, as you said, people in Brazil and many countries, they want to go back to work. They've had enough. People are saying to the cameras, if they don't stop this now, we're not going to have an economy to go back to. It will completely go down and we're not going to get it back. You know, so they're playing these games in Australia. They're playing these games where they might let you go back to work. They're not just yet. We got to have this app. It's just absolutely insane. Do it or don't. And I think I am seeing people getting agitated and upset here, and I think we need to see more of this in Australia, where people really need to get their backs up against the wall and say, you know, what's going on? What's the next step? Let's get this done. I'm sick of all this nonsense and mind games, which is what the government are playing, aren't they? Mind games on the people through the fear, as you said. Once you're in a fear mode, they just, you know, like a puppet on a strings. Yeah. And people don't know that they're being steered and engineered. So it's incredible, isn't it? What's going on? How can people? What do we do here, Jason, with this kind of invasive technology that they're bringing in? How do people say no? What do we do to wake people up and get out of this nightmare?
Well, what we need to realize here, right on this point, Adam, is that they have no right. They have no authority to do this. And for those people who are just going to willingly sheeple down the line and sign up to it, you got to really think. And unfortunately, there's going to be at least 20%, maybe even as high as 40% that will sign up because they just can't think for themselves because the fluoride in the water is working perfectly. You know, again, people who are going to sign up this, you don't want to force us. You don't have the right, period. You don't have authority over another human being. Period. Get that through your head. And that Tucker Carlson, actually, I'll just go to that Tucker Carlson one because I think I segued before and went off off course for that. At the will you be able to link that into the description box? The Tucker Carlson.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you could link that in the description box of this podcast, people, it's 15 minutes long. Even just go to the 10 minute 35 mark where Tucker, who by the way is controlled opposition, asked the question of the governor that the Bill of Rights clearly says that you can't do this and you're going against the Bill of Rights. You have no authority. And anyway, Tucker ends up asking it three times, and three times you get the best political answers you'll ever hear. And you've just got to go back to that. People, you don't have the right. The governments don't have the rights. Get it through your heads, okay? Otherwise, we are going to be down a track where, again, Adam, as you've said, I've said, is we're going to say, how did we get here? You sheeple are going to get us there if you don't wake up, okay? Now, also, if you don't think you're in a cell right now being locked down just because you can drive to the shops to get your food, well, just think about this. They're just giving you a little bit longer leash, right, so that then you have to come straight back, all right? You can go to the toilet, yeah, but you can't leave the house. You can't go to the beach. You can't surf in some locations. You can't go fishing. There's so many things you can't do, which is the same as being in prison, all right? And this is going to go on for up to 6 months for some countries, for some cities. Now, also, just in regards to this whole fear thing again and the propaganda, that Victorian couple that put up on Facebook some old photos from a year ago and got charged for leaving their house. Now, just think about that. One, apparently they got charged, which I don't think so because I think this was another psyop, right? Because if you were a copper, and I asked this of my copper mate, I said, mate, wouldn't you ask straight away the person would have gone, no, that's from a year ago. The first thing he stupidly said to me was, oh, but you can doctor the dates. I really don't know anyone that knows how to doctor the dates, right? And they could have pulled up on Facebook from a year ago that exact photo. So wouldn't the coppers done a little bit of research, asked a few questions, but no, apparently they got a ticket. Correct? That was to put fear into you not to leave your house because we're watching social media. Mm. It's a plandemic, people, and you're falling for it if you're not prepared to stand up and fight. We're going to be in some really amazing times, amazing circumstances, and in a not too far distant future.
Yeah, I did say that on one of the last shows, that definitely people are getting some fines, but it's not like what they're telling you. And I think like all these celebrities getting up there, you can see them every day on the media, and now there's sports stars who are dying from the coronavirus. But they've got these, you know, ridiculous fines going out and people being threatened. And now there's like, you know, someone, the first Australian who evidently went to jail. We don't know if this is really happening. They could be just these method actors who are there.
Yep.
But when people watch the TV and the news, I noticed the other day they pumped that out so much and everyone was sharing it, even in the truth circles, you know, in the alternative media on Facebook, that this guy got arrested, this guy got arrested. Well, we don't know that he really did. And it could be just to keep you in line, because when the rest of the mob, the rest of the herd see someone's been arrested and they step back into line. And this is what could happen on the back of this as well, the shutting down of what we're doing here, Jason, as well. Yep. You know, speaking freely online and doing podcasts and putting out alternative media. That's the next thing to go.
Yeah,
and they'll start clamping down on people, and then the threats will come, and then they'll say they've locked people up for saying something online, and then everyone will step back into line. And we had that when the no jab, no play thing came into Australia years back, where they made it mandatory for children to be jabbed with all these toxic substances to go to daycare and stuff like that. We had this attack of these trolls in Australia. Reasonable Hank was one, and there was heaps of them, these weird people that lie about everything. You don't know where they are, their identity, nothing. And they started these websites. They were shaming anybody who said anything on Facebook, and they got a whole lot of people to step back out of the scene. Whereas these guys have disappeared now because so many people have taken over, and you go in there and there's 30, 40, 50, 70, 100,000 people in these groups. And the amount of information that everybody's sharing right now in regards to what we're talking as well, the Bill Gates stuff, Has been amazing to see the amount of people exposing him and talking about him, at least, because he shot himself in the foot. He stepped down from Microsoft and now he's Mr. Vaccine in a suit and he's pushing these new generation vaccines, you know, which is a whole nother podcast. But he's pushing them too much. And now you've got him being exposed by big alternative media, whether they're controlled opposition or not, he's being exposed. And he's also being exposed for his connections with Epstein, the Lolita Express, all of this stuff. And everything that he says and does now, he's being attacked for it. His Instagram accounts, they've got to shut them down. There's just, you can't get to the end of the comments. You know, this is an information war and we're starting to take over here. And the mainstream media are petrified because no one's buying their rubbish anymore. So we will see. We will see, as you said, what's going to happen in this country. I'm watching particularly. But I am seeing some pretty amazing change and people asking questions.
Yes.
Which is a good thing. I think I sent you a, just to go back to what you were saying there with the programming, I think I sent you a film which people can find on my website and go to YouTube. It's free. It's called Out of the Shadows. And yes. These guys, they just kind of break down the Hollywood movie industry and what's being directed towards children through the content and what they're watching on Netflix and all the cartoons. And I put this stuff up years ago, the sexualization of children through even old cartoons, deep programming where there's genitals and sex going on in these programs that are going into kids' subconscious, you know, where they're written everywhere and all of this. So they do cover that really well. And one thing they do cover well is the trauma, I think, Jason, as well, which you don't realize when everything's about trauma, isn't it? All the kids' programming and cartoons that the parents think are just mild entertainment, there's this kind of vicious trauma going on in these programs. And why is that happening? Kids shouldn't be watching this ever, but they do now. And it's everywhere that you look. And the amount of pornographic kind of sexual related content that I'm seeing in sitcoms and movies and these nasty, narcissistic TV programs that we didn't have in this country before. They're saturated, the TV channels now. And it's all about these people who are just bonking each other and then they supposedly fall in love and then they hate each other. They've been doing that in Hollywood. They've been setting these celebrities up for how long now, where these celebrities get married and then they hate each other and fall apart. Yeah. So young people grow up thinking, well, you can't ever get married and have a family because look what happens. So it's all this programming and sexual and deviant kind of stuff going on as well. But I think you would agree the trauma in the programming, just even in the news, for people watching this, it's never ending, is it?
No, never. And let me go with the news bit first. So, my copper mate said to me the other day, he said, mate, I'll go to a job and they'll do a news report on it and I just might happen to be watching it. And he said, this happens often. And he goes, that's not how it happened. And it happens all the time. You are getting fed fake news like Trump. If there was one thing, no truer word Trump has said is fake news. And, my mate's seen it all the time. He's just there sitting there just going, I was there. I was the arresting officer. That's not how it happened. So that's what you're getting, people. You're getting nothing that is true. Literally, I'd say 5% of the media's probably got a bit of truth in it, right? Now, just go back to the disease again with the celebrities dropping like flies. I only watch 9MSN just to make sure I keep up to date with what is the lies they're telling us. I called this the Celeb 20 virus some weeks back.
They're all got it.
The week I posted, I was able to post every day a celebrity dying or catching it, and it continues. It just continues. It's the celeb. But is it because one of the cue things happening is apparently I read a message that said because there's big pedophiles in Hollywood, and Mel Gibson and our Iron Man actor, what's his name? I've forgotten his name off the top of my head. They've come out publicly and said that basically Hollywood is a pit of pedophiles.
Mm.
Okay, and people, that just really rocks people's world because they just can't handle the fact that someone like Tom Hanks could actually be a pedophile. But if you read the first three lines of cell therapy, where it goes talks about a 13-year-old girl that wants to expose themselves to any Tom, Dick, or Hank, not Harry, Hank. Go read the words of cell therapy, people. It's going to blow your mind. Go line by line, and the last 10 lines in particular, but really about every third line is just like, wow, if I really think about this and don't think it's a conspiracy and think, yeah, actually, that really is happening, and I've heard of that happening. Because the other thing also is the great – here's a quote from H. Jackson Brown. The greatest ignorance is to reject something you know nothing about. So when you look on these truther channels, things that Adam and I have spoken about today, if you don't know anything about deep underground bases, about Mel Gibson saying that, go do your research. Don't be ignorant. Right now is not the time to be ignorant. Because here's the thing, going back to Q and Trump, if Q and Trump aren't doing with possibly JFK's, some of the research I've done, and I don't know whether it's true, I'm leaving on the table, God is my witness. I hope it's true, because they're bringing the kids up. They're bringing 6,000 cures. They're resetting the money system. Is this, they're taking down the Fed Reserve. They're arresting Hillary, Obama, you name it. If that's not happening, people, we are in trouble, period.
Yeah, and stopping U.S. funding to the WHO.
All that.
I mean, you don't see that in modern times, really, a president do something like that. And it is interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting, what we're seeing.
Adam, did he do that, or was that just part of the playbook?
That's right. We don't know as they say, Jason, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince the world he didn't exist. So these people are magnificent liars and tricksters. And there's tricks going on all around us. As you said, the media are the greatest trick masters ever. It really is like a circus of these magicians pulling these tricks out on the public all the time. It's incredible. You mentioned, I do have it here, you mentioned the Tucker interview. What was that in? Where was that? About 10:15?
No, 10:35. I would highly suggest people listen to the whole thing, right? But even if you just listen from 10:35 for about the next 3 minutes, where you ask, because it revolves around the one question, okay? And that question is about the Bill of Rights and how that he has no authority to overrule the Bill of Rights of humans. Aren't not meant to be locked down like they are. You have no authority. And you just listen to the answers. Oh, my lordy.
I can play a bit of it now.
Okay, yeah.
Hang on.
It's not that they couldn't be in the park and jogging by themselves or walking on their own and keeping distance. They weren't. And there were a lot of out-of-state license plates in the parking lot. And we've got some of the nicest parks in the Northeast, if not the country. Again, it brings me no joy, but we felt that was the right decision to make.
So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We went to all, first of all, we looked at the data the science, and it says.
So there you go. If I could just play, and I'll put that all up for people to listen to. And he also, he's controlled opposition and it's mainstream media, but he does ask some good questions there. And as he said, I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is getting trashed and thrown in the bin here. We're going above that. And he mentions, who knows? You know, it's above my pay grade. It's a hot potato. But he does ask there in the interview, you know, you're keeping bottle shops open and that's okay, but people can't go to a church or someone's walking on a lonely beach 7 kilometres up by themselves in the bush and they got helicopters over their head or police chasing them down because they're not allowed to be there. But you can go into a bottle-o, but you can't go into a church and pray or something like that. So, you know, he brings up some good questions. And also he brings up the flu deaths in America each year as well, which is interesting because you get more flu deaths in the annual flu season in America than you do now. So how are they justifying this whole lockdown? It doesn't make any sense. Why is this coronavirus so special, and why is all this happening when it didn't happen last year or the year before in the annual flu seasons, as we call them, when people were sick? So,
and how epic was the 2017 flu season here in Australia?
Thousands.
Epic. We shut nothing down. Swine flu was pretty epic as well. Not so much just from swine flu, but that's flu season in general was bad, and then some people were told they had swine. Because keep in mind, people, they don't actually have tests for these things a lot of the times. They just make it up that you've got swine or that you've got COVID. There's no COVID-19 testing. There's just the best they can do is test for a coronavirus. So, you know, we're getting and then there's other people like they put on Facebook. I got told I had COVID, but they didn't test me. So that person goes down as a COVID. And then another one said, oh, because I had it and I was at home, and all my family that were in my house were then classed as COVID. I mean, this is how they're getting the numbers. Believe nothing you're being told, people. There's just nothing true. I had another point there, but we've really got to pay attention to what they're saying. We've got to arc up. We've got to stand up. We've got to start saying no en masse. Don't think where we're going is a good place. And I would listen to that whole, oh, that's what I want to talk about, was controlled opposition. The reason why Tucker is controlled opposition is what they allow is for people like him to put on mainstream those sort of questions. And he asks a lot of good questions. Tucker's, he's great in regards to how he interviews, right? And they let that go on mainstream media for you to see and see the truth in plain sight. Now, what have we done about his question to this point? Nothing. A few Americans in like, you know, Ohio and somewhere else have got out and protested, but not because of that. So they've put the truth out there in regards to why you should be protesting, and no one's en masse going, this. Nope. So that's how they do controlled opposition. Again, it's the truth in plain sight by one of their members of their own. So start looking for those sort of interviews and going, yeah, they actually asked a really common sense question, but we got no answer back, but that's okay. All right, I'll go back to my prison cell.
Yeah, well, that's right. And as you heard him there talking about people being arrested for going to some synagogue or whatever it was, that might not be true either. People Correct. Might not, you know, that might be just him saying that because millions of people in America watching it, and we're watching it, and they're thinking, wow, these people are getting arrested and handcuffed and taken to jail for going into this place or whatever. Yeah, but they're allowed to go into the bottle shop. That could just be, it's the media do that. So here you have controlled opposition and on steroids, really, where they're acting against each other and asking all these questions, and we think that this guy's against that guy, but it's all perfectly managed in that way. So it's like these people, it's like these radio personalities and media personalities are fighting our fight, and, you know, for us, and are going to help us get out of this. And they're asking the real questions, which are good questions, as you said. But at the end of the day, it could just be all to keep us under the boot of fear. And before we plug out, I'm got new articles up here today, just looking through about how this COVID-19 is being used to crush dissent as well, all around in different countries, because we did have protests. You know, we had big, large protests. We have a lot of civil disobedience and people standing up and, you know, not happy with this system around them. And that's all been kind of crushed now. So, you know, I could only just keep looking at that and look at what's happening in different countries in regards to this. But I am seeing taking away of our freedoms and rights and health freedoms and civil liberties. We're seeing where, you know, these Bill of Rights in the US, where our constitutions, you know, what we have in place before are just being being overridden, you know, and they're bringing in all this new kind of system on the back of this. And as I said at the start, I think a lot of people are seeing, Jason, that it's becoming less and less about a virus and more about them losing their freedoms. And that's starting to rear its head now, and I think that's starting to spook the people, whether it's too late or not. I guess it's like cows going into the slaughterhouse, isn't it, man? Oh. They're chewing out in the field and in the sunshine, and then they get taken on the trucks, and then they start getting taken in to be slaughtered. I mean, they're going to spook. They're not just dumb things that are just going in to be slaughtered. They know. They do it quick, but they still know. And that fear gets enlaced. It goes through the adrenaline, and it goes into their meat.
Yep.
When we eat it. So fear is a very, very powerful weapon, probably the most powerful weapon that they have in existence. And I don't think it's until we start, shaking off these shackles of fear and not being scared anymore, even if it does mean that we lose our lives or whatever it may be, or we do end up in a cell, or we do end up, with stitches in our lips so we can't talk anymore, we still have to get rid of this fear, because that's how they're doing it. And they're doing it through the TV, and they're doing it through the radio and the newspapers and the media. And as you said, if you turn that off, you won't even know there's a virus. I guess if you walk outside, walk around, see the helicopters and the empty shops and everything, you'd be a bit suspect. But incredible times, isn't it?
Oh, we are in. I'd like to think. I mean, I'm not saying. I'm just going to say it. We're in prophetic times, and people need to get their head around that. Because one of the reasons why they hide flat Earth, and sorry to go there on the COVID chat, is because it hides God. If you read the first page of Genesis, it tells you how it's all laid out, and there is a Freemason Bible. I have seen it. I have held it. I couldn't believe the person said they had one. And I held that Bible. And they believe in God. They believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in what the real law is, and that is do no harm. They know it's flat. It hides God. It hides free energy. It hides so much. To go back, and I think we might have spoken about this quite some time ago, but if you look at Madonna's last two songs, one's called God Control, and it speaks about how we've lost God control, and she puts out the truth in plain sight. And her other song, which I really highly recommend watching the Eurovision video of it, 9 minutes and
I watched 20, that. Mm.
Yeah, 9 minutes, 29 seconds. Listen to what the words say. It's pretty hard to take on board what the words say. Go and Google search the lyrics, but also take note of her last two words she says before she falls back into the pit of all things. And she whispers chillingly, "Wake up." So they're putting all this truth in plain sight in the movies, in the entertainment industry in general. You know, Madonna's last album cover has a coronavirus, a corona typewriter in it. I mean, come on, people, wake up here. We need you en masse. Otherwise, you know, the funny thing is, as you were just talking before, Adam, I was thinking, you know what? We could actually end up being in a jail cell. Because we went out when we weren't meant to, because you told us we couldn't, because apparently there's some sort of scary virus that isn't really scary and not really killing anybody, and I'm sitting in jail because of that. How is that not just madness to every human out there?
It's beyond mad. But I have close friends who I see all the time who really do believe it. They believe that this is happening because they need to get this under control and there is a virus. But I'm like, man, look around you. Wait, I don't even argue with them. They're not going to listen. But I just think it's just insane. As I said before, you know, how is some guy walking on a beach up there going to infect anybody? It's just none. I've not seen one person who's even got a flu. What I do know is they're spraying shit all over the Sydney Basin, and a lot of people are putting heaps of images up on social media with all this stuff being sprayed in the air. Today's all got the milky film all over the sky again. I mean, they've been spraying for weeks now like crazy, and I know breathing that stuff in is going to give people respiratory type illnesses and flu like symptoms as well. That's another aspect of it. But as you said before, maybe maybe the kill is too easy, so they're telling us. Maybe, you know, there's this beast about to swallow humanity and it wants to give us a fighting chance, so it's telling us what it's doing and wake up, you know, and we're just falling down, down into its stomach so easy. I mean, there's no thrill in the kill, Jason. It's just these people want to go down. So, you know, I want to be challenged. Let's tell them. Let's give them some ideas. Look, we're doing this to you. Wake up. Let's show you in the entertainment.
Adam, some people are saying, oh, what can I do about it? If you have that as the mindset and decide to let just us truthers do it, we'll at least get off our case, right? We're the Erin Brockoviches. Don't have a go at the Erins because we're here trying to save your life. And you don't think we're trying to save your life, oh, we're all going to die. Well, the Georgia Guidestones are there for a reason. If they weren't, they wouldn't have put them up. And they would have taken them down already, going, oh, yeah, it was just a joke. You know, 500,000 people is all they want, 500,000 people. All right. Those guidestones are there for a reason in six languages, I think it is. 19 foot, 3 inches tall. So they've got the 193 number in there. Remember Flight 93 that hit one of the towers because the sun's 93 million miles away? It's all by the numbers, people. Mm. So if you think doing nothing, she'll be right. No, and you can't make a difference. Yes, you can. We would have woken up thousands upon thousands of people who have then gone to wake up thousands upon thousands of people. So start doing your research. Turn off Netflix, unless you're going to watch some of these movies we're talking about to see the truth in plain sight, and really start waking people up.
Yeah. Anything before we plug out, and I think another show would be interesting to talk about this enemy of man, this predator maybe, that seems to be here. And I think there's a lot of misinformation in regards to this. I think that there's a lot of misinformation, but we don't know what we're dealing with here.
No, we don't.
You know, we don't know where governments are getting the ideas for this technology. We don't know what's been here. For me, you know, to put it in a nutshell, there seems to be have been an intervention, in our progress, and I think there's something that has been here behind the mirror of time, I always say, through our lives, stalking us. There's something there. It's not just evil men in suits who want more money. There's an idea pattern behind this. And to think we're the only ones here is ridiculous. There's no other forces at play. We can't just have that atheist view that it's just us here and that's it, and we die and then there's just blackness. There's a whole another thing that we're, there's a whole lot more to this game that we're not seeing. And I think that's interesting to cover on the next show anyway, to go into this a little bit, to bring it into play anyway, because some of these people in charge, they just, it's crazy. They seem hypnotized. It's a very strange game. When you just look at money, Adam, Jason, it's not just money. It's almost like black magic, you know. There's something else entirely different going on here. And our brains, we just perceive so little. What do we perceive now? Entertainment, pretty much, that we're being displayed through the TVs. We're not aware of really anything that's going on around us.
No.
Really going on.
Yeah, that's the point, really going on. Like, we're finding some things out, but what do we really know what's going on? We don't really know. And that's what we're trying to find out, because there's again, five countries running out of loo paper. Come on. Shutting the country down, half-baked, doesn't even make sense. Even just shutting the country down when, the UK, they shut the country down the week after the UK health said, this ain't actually highly infectious like we're told, and the death rate's like 0.1. No, we're going to take it off the highly contagious mortality thing list. And then the week later, Boris shuts it down. So how can UK health say that and then their own PM do exactly the opposite? It doesn't make sense. What's at play? What's it? I think by the time we chat next, Adam, I think we might find something out further. What is at play? But there is just something at play here, people. And depopulation, I believe, is one of the major keys.
You got these WHO so-called officials as well, basically saying that we need to go into people's houses now, that we kind of made a mistake by locking people inside because then they can infect their families, and so we don't know what's going inside all these houses now. So maybe we have to go into the neighbourhoods and inside the houses to test people. And they are saying that in Australia. It's more fear, I know. It's more fear-mongering to keep you inside and under control. And then meanwhile, with all this kind of negative things going on that they're letting out through the governments and WHO and all this stuff, then people turn on the TV and there's all these celebrities and shows singing, telling you to love your isolation and love being inside, and it's great. Yep. You can get Pornhub now premium for free. Sony PlayStation are giving you PlayStations for free. You can play them, you know. It's all good. You don't need to have physical relationships or friends anymore. You can just all connect and all of this. So they're all singing to each other as we went through. So there's this whole thing about people loving the lockdown and accepting it and being okay there. But then you're hearing this other side as well. But you are hearing. That's what I was watching. They're telling you that, we've locked you in and now you could be a threat inside that house. So we need to check. And they're talking about pretty much mandatory now in Australia from the news that I just saw, the late news. I just quickly had a look last night. They were mentioning the app maybe becoming mandatory in Australia, and they were also mentioning that the testing, and this was last night, the coronavirus testing could be made mandatory countrywide. Every single person will have to take it. That's what they were saying.
Mm. And again, they keep dropping those ideas, Adam. Keeping you in fear.
Yeah, and the wording, as you said, the wording they're using for nothing. You know, they're using the most terrifying, horrific wording. To explain this little virus that I don't know anybody who's got it. Doesn't seem to be worse than any kind of seasonal flu anyway, which isn't really a flu. It's just called a flu because we can go into that. It's all the, as you said before when we started, the wording is tremendous, isn't it? And this is more trauma-based mind control. Yeah, you hear that. You hear the anchor man up there at 6 o'clock on the news, you know, with his flashy set behind him, and people, families watch the 6 and 7 o'clock news, the 7 and 9 and 10 news in Australia, and you have it up there. We have all our different anchormans and reporters, but the anchorman is the big guy. He's what the families and the people trust every night at 6 and 7, and he's got that tone in his voice. He's like a hypnotist, you know.
Yeah.
And when he's using, and these reporters are using this these traumatic words to explain this fake virus, it scares the hell out of people and it keeps them inside.
On that, I don't know whether I said it when I said before, half hour ago, when I said they use the word deadly. The podcast I listened to the other week actually came up with, within the human psyche, if you want to scare them, deadly is actually, they've proved to be one of the worst words, or the best words you can use. And that's why deadly has been associated with this and used endlessly to get us into fear.
That's right. It's fear controls, eh?
Mm.
It's like a spell, isn't it? I think this is where we're getting here, and we're talking with you. It seems to be like a spell, and it's the way that we see it. And I talked to you. I talked to you before on our messenger there that they're getting us to police ourselves through fear, and we're in such a fear state that we're doing this. They don't even have to touch us. We do it for them, and we're in lockdown because this is all a mind thing. I think we create our own reality, and they get us to create it through the content. But we're unaware at the same time, so we're just unconsciously unaware that we're projecting this reality around us every day through fear, that it is really like a layers of an onion, and we don't know we're doing it. We think we're not in a fear state, but we are. And so they just keep it going without even touching us the whole time, just through the content. And I think if we could start to see millions, hundreds of millions of people start to see this, that this is a mind game of fear, that we're actually in some kind of game here, almost like a simulation. We could start to see massive changes here where this matrix system, as you say with gematria, this coding all gets displayed in front of people's eyes and starts to melt away. That's what we want to see, but I don't know if I'm seeing it now. I don't know where this is going. What would you say to end the show to get on a positive note that you're seeing out of all of this? Is there anything that you're seeing that's positive or could help people wake up a little bit more to all of this? To just, as you said, their neighbours, their family, their kids just start to display this feelings around people that they know. If they don't want to listen, just leave them a link or a book or something. How do we wake people up, Jason, without them wanting to combat us? Without, we were talking about this on the last show with Donna. You don't want to fight with people because you're talking about what we are now, but some people react, because they're in that fear state and they get angry and they don't want to be friends with you anymore. How do we find this situation where we can all get along and share information?
Okay, so to find positiveness in this, and I'm a positive sort of person, I do this, my research I do because my wife always thinks that, stop looking at that. I said, but I want to know what is happening so I'm one step ahead. Like when the toilet paper ran out, I didn't run out. I had enough, and I'd had enough for years because I knew these guys are getting ready to do something. Okay, we all thought 2019 was a year because of 19, but in actual fact, it's 19 years since 2001, so it looks like 2020 was always the year, so we were just 1 year early. I would just say to the people, look, just for a week, actually, can I go back to 2016 when I sent you a message and I said, mate, I just got something across about the earth being flat. Am I being crazy? And you sent me two links and you said, go here. And from there, I said, I'm going to shut the book of what I know. And I'm going to read these books for the week. Well, they were podcasts. And I just said, no matter what I think, I already know, I'm just going to stop knowing. And I'm just going to see what their argument is. So what I'd say to people is jump onto sites, well, like the Kras Files, but you'd already be on there. Gematria Effect News with Zachary Hubbard, Richie from Boston, Many Fish, A Call for an Uprising, Dana Ashley. There's a good one, Humans Are Free. That's not a podcast. That's just some writings. I don't even know how I got signed up to that, but Humans Are Free are a good one. Just keep reading what they're putting out. Listen to what they're putting out because you're going to get the other side and start going, that kind of doesn't make sense. And what they're telling me from my government is they keep changing their mind, keep moving the goalposts, and nothing makes sense over here. People, like never before, you've got to open the mind up, okay? You've got to, just go, my mate said that, my other mate said that. They're adults too. Dr. Shiva from America, one of the most highly respected doctors, he's an adult, and his message isn't getting to the government. I wonder why. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, she's an adult with lots of research and lots of experience and is a doctor, and she's not getting on mainstream. I wonder why. How many like that, Adam, are just not even getting close to mainstream? And why? Because the agenda at play and they're not part of the agenda.
Yeah, that's right. All this, you're a conspiracy theorist and tinfoil hat wearing and everything. Well, it's all manifesting now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This stupid attitude that people had that they didn't listen. Well, when you got a vaccine needle in your face, you're going to be listening. And this is what we've been saying for so long. I was just, before we go, Jess, I was just reading, because my little one, she doesn't ever seen TV or anything like that, so we just read books, books, for kids and everything. And we're reading a book the other night again about the mice in the field, and how they make fun of another mice that prepares for winter, and they're out on the field and they're making fun and they don't prepare, and then winter comes and they're not prepared. And the other little mouse is prepared inside her little tree, and she's got her fire and her knitted cardigan on and everything, and her wood and berries and nuts. And the other ones start starving and go there for help. And she said, you didn't prepare, you made fun of me, you played tricks on me, and now the winter is here and there's no food, everything's frozen, there's ice everywhere, and shuts the door on them. Because it's a children's book, she eventually helps them to be a happier person and they all get along together in the little mouse thing. But it was such an amazing story because, people make fun of you for years for being into all this research, as you said, looking at all this different material and trying to decode it and share it. And they say you've got a tinfoil hat and you're a conspiracy theorist. But when it comes down and all this stuff like now, is now starting to take effect and people are starting to go, hang on, what's going on here? Well, we're all going to be so far ahead in awareness, consciously aware and prepare, and we're going to be prepared. And these people are not, you know, and that's the way the society's always been, and as you said, you've been prepared. We knew this was going to be coming. And when they play all these toilet paper mind games and all this stuff that they do, and even offering a thing like an app, so many people will just go, I'll get the app because they're so used to downloading apps. I don't download apps, because when you download apps, a lot of them ask you for access to your camera and your microphone. So I'm that kind of person. Anybody who has a home computer or phone, if you don't cover those cameras, you're crazy. Yep. We're carrying around this stuff in our pockets. It's unbelievable. Track and trace. And so a lot of people are just so used to getting apps and things, they will do it. But we're prepared mentally. It's not such of a shock, Jason, when it happens to us, because we're prepared. And that's the important key here. I think people will get a hammer blow over their head and they just will be so shocked. They won't understand that their own governments or whatever, this own system around them that they put so much trust in, could do that to them. And that's the most horrible thing of all. If you're prepared, then you're way above, and it's not so shocking. Even if you do go down, you were prepared and you had a head full of knowledge, and that's the most important thing to me. With the flat earth and everything, I'm still not sure about a lot of stuff. I feel like I'm more kind of in some type of simulation, but I think that we all have to research this stuff, you know? And to the best of our knowledge, and share it. And that's what I'm all about here, sharing knowledge and going through all of this. So I guess we just continue, man.
Yeah, indeed. And look, to maybe close it out, I just want to remind people that in that simulation of Event 201, we know there's literally nothing happening now, but watch out for the six-month mark. Mm. But they do make mention of black communities suffer the hardest, which is also interesting. In cell therapy, there's a link of a lyric line to that comment. So do the research, people. Just keep researching, and just rule nothing out. Be prepared, because there's something coming. We just don't know what or how it's going to happen.
This second wave, I think you called it, didn't you?
Yes.
This second wave is probably one thing that sticks out of this chat that we've had today.
Yeah.
The second coming, or the second wave, that's something we have to start eyeing out now. Because, only too easy, Jason. I did say that the other night on the show to Donna. I think that once they start to take their hands off our throats a little bit and they relax things and people start to go back to an ordinary kind of life, it won't be. But when they do get let out a little bit, I think they'll just be so happy that that's happening that they'll start to forget.
Oh, Adam,
what's happened, you know?
The Economist cover from last month. Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Oh, it has a giant hand with a leash around a human's neck and the human holding on to the dog's leash.
There you go. Well, send that through to me.
I'll send it through to you. Yep. Yep.
Jesus.
Oh, man. You got to put that up. Oh, my goodness. I'm pretty sure I screenshot it.
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah. It's we're being terrorized. And we're accepting it. We're accepting it. We're just sitting on our hands. What can we do? We just keep talking, man. Keep researching. Keep getting the information out. There it is. Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, send that through.
It's going through to you right now.
Yeah, and I'll link that in. And we've done the best we can today in connecting all those dots. There's always too much to go through, so it gets too confusing and bamboozling, so we just go naturally with the flow of the conversation and cover what we're seeing. That's what I'm doing with guests. We're just covering what we're seeing day to day and saving and what we think's important, because a lot, as you said, a lot of mainstream media stuff comes out and you go, hang on, there might be just one line, one paragraph or a couple of words, and you go, well, that's what they really mean. It's like you said that they're telling you all this stuff in so much content, but you got to pick it out in the little bits and pieces. So it's like they're they're giving the truth is there. You just got to find it. And that's why I watch it and I have to pour through it, but it is exhausting. But it's there.
It is.
The answers are there. And, they are making you aware, man. And, that's all we can do, Jason. And good to talk with you today.
Always good chatting, mate.
And we'll chat again soon. We'll keep continuing.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.